This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us all show. We got a lot to get to today. Rhea Hughes will join us at 11. Curious what's going on with someone on the Philadelphia Eagles. And we bring back the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, just keep work stuff at work. You shouldn't talk to people about work stuff in the street.
Okay.
Do that.
Okay. But what if it's like the Eagles? Because that's our work.
Well,
stuff.
That's different. Okay. That's different. I'm just saying like personal stuff.
Oh, well, behind the scenes.
Yeah,
stuff.
Behind the scenes.
Oh, you don't want to pull that curtain back.
Yeah, you don't want to pull the curtain back. Yeah, you don't want to. Yeah, you should keep that stuff.
All right. I'm not sure if this is work stuff, behind the scenes stuff or not, but I have a thought on the Phillies. We are 3 days away, Hugh Douglas, from opening day, which I am super excited for. We're almost there. I mean, I actually heard the morning show discuss this morning that we haven't had a real game here to discuss in a long time. You know, the Sixers are terrible. The Flyers are terrible. We haven't had like a game to chew on in a while. And on Thursday, we will. Opening day is here. The Phillies and the Nationals Thursday afternoon in D.C. I cannot wait for baseball. We'll do a lot of Phillies this week leading up to opening day. But, Hugh, I got something on my mind with the Phillies because it's kind of been gnawing at me since the end of the playoffs last year. And it's about Rob Thompson, the manager. So we got some news we'll bring to you here in a second from Topper yesterday on his lineup and what he's going to do here. But, Hugh, as I think about the Phillies and I think about where they're headed this season, and I keep thinking about how last year ended and the reaction to last year, and I keep thinking about Rob Thompson and how I like Rob, and I think he's done overall a good job since he got here. But I can't get out of my head the last 3 years with Rob Thompson have ended the same way. And Rob Thompson has been part of that in October. I would say not so much against the Astros, but certainly a lot against the Diamondbacks, and you could even say the Mets last year. I'm thinking about Rob Thompson's future. And Hugh, as this season starts, this might be their last shot, this group. And I can't let this thing slip away. So as I start the season, just me, I don't know what the Phillies are doing, but as me, I'd have him on the hot seat to start the season. If they get off to a slow start, I'm not riding this out and just saying, well, Topper's our guy. I need the Phillies to play well. I need the Phillies to take advantage of the group they have here and not waste this group because the last few years they've gotten close and not won it. I believe Rob Thompson should start the season on the hot seat. And adding to that, the clock has started on Rob Thompson. Adding to that is the one thing on this baseball team that we all knew worked was Kyle Schwarber as the leadoff hitter. And it sounds...
Oh, you and your feelings today.
Yeah, I am my feelings. I am. Okay?
Oh, now goodness.
It sounds like we're not going to have that, at least not on a daily basis. Hugh, where do you come down on this? And then we'll talk through the lineup thing that Topper let us know about yesterday that he kind of hinted at it for a few weeks here. But Hugh, where do you come down? Rob Thompson, should he be on the hot seat to start
the
season?
You know, this is interesting, man. And I'm going to long talk a little bit. So everybody get ready. I'm going to long talk a little bit because I think that there's a lot of layers to what you're saying,
there are a lot of layers.
I get where you're coming from. And I've seen this happen before. And unfortunately, when things change, sometimes the team gets over the hump. You know, the person that comes to mind immediately is Coach Dungy in Tampa Bay.
Sure.
And when Coach Gruden comes in, he turns this thing around. And unfortunately for us, they go to the Super Bowl, you know, on us. They go to the Super Bowl on us. So I get where you're coming from. I'm not okay with it, but I understand it. Because here's the reality of what the Phillies are right now. They didn't make a whole lot of changes in the offseason.
Mm-mm.
They did not. You know, there was a whole lot of talk about getting other players and, you know, trying to get Juan Soto and all this other stuff and trying to shake this lineup up a little bit. They didn't do any of that. Instead, they're starting to try to internally fix everything. And, you know, who was it that told us last week? Was it Greg Murphy that said that, you know, the third best hitting group in Major League Baseball?
It was Greg, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive when you think about what has happened with the Phillies. So I long talk to say all this. I don't think it's fair. I don't think he should be. But I understand it if he is.
Yeah, and look, I you mentioned the Tony Dungy example. We have one here with Rob Thompson. He was the fill-in, right?
Like yeah.
they struggled in 2022, and they booted Girardi mercifully because I couldn't handle it anymore. I don't think the players could either. And they took off under Rob Thompson. 215-592-9494. I know we don't want to talk much about this because we want to have optimism, and we should have optimism. It's a good baseball team. But this team was 41-41 after June last year. That includes the playoffs. They were a 500 baseball team. If this team starts out 500 in April or worse, or 500 through the beginning of May or worse, I pull the plug. I can't waste this season and let this thing go down the drain if the manager isn't the right guy anymore. 215-592-9494. Then we got this yesterday. Here's Topper on the lineup, as it sounds like we're going to have two lineups to start the season.
I know the question everybody's asked all spring is your lineup. What will it look like come Thursday? Is today a pretty good preview, or is that just reading too much into it?
Well, we're going to go with Trey leading off tomorrow. So we're still fighting through it. And I'm thinking about, you know, maybe against a left-handed starter, it's Trey leading off. Right-handed starter, it's Schwarber leading off. But I'm not quite there yet. But the nine guys you see today are going to be in the lineup on opening day.
All right, we call this the Topper hedge. He's hedging here. He's going to go into the season with two different lineups. Hugh, I think when we were down at spring training a week ago, we started to put the pieces to this together. Like, this might be what he's doing. Because if you look at the lineups every day in spring training, when it's a righty pitching, he goes Schwarber.
Mm-hmm.
When it's a lefty, he goes Turner. So he's been showing us his hand. We just didn't realize what he was doing the first few weeks. Well, look, I think they're in a vacuum. I get what he's doing because maybe one's
trying
better.
To shake it up.
Shake it up. But the Schwarber thing worked. And if you go away from that and it doesn't work, then I'm going to sit here and say, well, why'd you change that?
Because that's the only lever you had to pull. I think that, you know, we all know the definition of insanity. I don't have to tell you that. And the fact that we're running this back, even though we were the third best hitting team in baseball, scoring runs in baseball, we didn't get to the ultimate goal. And the bats got cold. I feel like the reason why he's doing it like this, Joe, is because he's trying to shake up what hasn't really changed a whole lot for him. And he's trying to figure out ways to keep guys fresh, keep guys engaged, and not let the bats go cold late in the season. Because that's been the biggest problem. You know, everything that they've set out to do over the last three seasons since I've been here, they've accomplished. They just haven't accomplished the ultimate goal. So I see why they ran it back. But to your point, if it doesn't get done this time, then they're going to have to look at the manager, because you're not going to look at the money guys. The money guys aren't going anywhere. When you talk about these guaranteed contracts and the fact that you couldn't move Alec Bowman offseason, that should tell you everything that you need to know. So he's going to be the guy that if it doesn't go right, he's probably going to be the fall guy.
And I think that's fair. 215-592-9494. Should Rob Thompson be in the hot seat to start the season? And then for me, I keep going back to this. We threw this out there on Friday because we saw it and it caught our attention. Bryce Harper did a Q&A with Scott Lauber of the Inquirer last week. And he was asked, how do you reconcile the fact that your team has won more in the regular season for, you know, 4 or 5 years in a row now, but keeps going backwards in the playoffs, World Series, LCS, and then last year losing the Mets. And Bryce Harper, it was a long answer. I'm going to read to you a portion of the answer. This is a quote from Bryce Harper about reconciling winning more in the regular season versus struggling in the playoffs the last couple of years. Quote, there's a give and take of, you know, you like to win, you want to win, so you don't want to take away winning the division. But it's about winning the pennant or the division series and getting further. In 2023, I think Arizona outpitched us, outplayed us, outcoached us, everything those last couple games. Then obviously the Mets last year, same thing. They outcoached us, outplayed us, outperformed us. Bryce Harper twice, when talking to Scott Lauber of the Inquirer, said the word outcoached. I can't say it doesn't mean anything. I don't know. I can't get in Bryce's head and know what he meant by saying that. But I wonder if that clubhouse has lost some faith in Rob Thompson, a guy that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, he was like the magic button that helped push them over the top. Sometimes in sports, though, it changes fast. 215-592-9494. Should Rob Thompson be on the hot seat to start the season? I say yes. Hugh doesn't want to say yes, but he gets it. Kyle, where do you come down as we start a Philly season with great expectation, but also I think some angst? Like, what are they going to be and how much time is left?
So, and this isn't even coming from a place of me being an anti-Topper guy. I don't think he's a bad manager by any means. I don't even think he's necessarily the reason that the team hasn't been able to get over the hump over the last few years. This is really just kind of like, I guess I think back to 2022 when the Phillies got off to a really bad start with Joe Girardi. And the move that they made was to fire Joe Girardi and put Rob Thomson in place.
Yep.
And it sort of provided that spark for the team. We've been talking about this roster, and we were doing the clock ticking thing. The clock's ticking on this team. Like, this is put up or shut up time for the Phillies if they want to win the World Series. And if they don't, and if it's disappointing again, then we're talking about breaking up the core of this team in the offseason. However, you can't break up the core of this team in May. And if they're falling behind, if they look like they're, you know, about to fall very far behind the Braves or the Mets in the division, and it looks like the season could be lost early on, it's the only lever I think they'll have left to pull. I mean, they can shake the lineup around as much as they want, but it might just be where the Phillies need sort of a wake-up call or an attitude change, and they're not going to be able to do that by shaking up the core of the team. It feels like the last thing that they can do, the last button to push, would be to replace the manager. And I wouldn't even be 100% sure it works, but it feels like desperate times call for desperate measures, and that may have to be the measure.
Yeah, it may have to be. 215-592-9494. And then, you could also realize the last couple of years they had a chance to give him a long-term contract. They just kept adding one extra year to his deal. It kind of makes you wonder, like, how married are they to Rob Thomson? Look, I think Topper's been a good Phillies manager. I like him. I think most of the time when they struggle, it's not – I don't look at him. But at some point, they got to get over the hump here. And the last half of last season, they were not a good baseball team. They stunk in the playoffs. If that continues into the start of the season, I can't just sit on my hands and say, oh, well, hopefully they figure it out. No. The National League is better. The Mets are better. The Braves will be better. I need this team to be good from the jump. And if they're not, I got the manager in the hot seat. 215-592-9494. We start here. Opening day is Thursday. It's weird to have a manager in the hot seat this early. But off the last 2 years, do you believe Rob Thomson should be on the hot seat to start this season? Let's go to the phone lines here as we start Phillies week. Opening day on Thursday. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Phillies week, man.
It is a Phillies
week. Happy.
Baseball's back on Thursday. What's up, Chris?
This Rob Thomson thing's got me irritated, but I'm very irritated because I just found out that the game I'm going to next week, Taiwan Walker's on the hill, but I'll digress. let's go to Rob. Rob's Canadian bacon has got the heat under it right now, all right? And by the way, Hugh will agree with this.
No,
Canadian
I caught
bacon,
that.
Terrible.
Caught that.
I caught no, that. I don't like Canadian bacon. Not the same.
That's the round bacon. It's like ham.
Yeah.
It's basically ham, right?
Yeah. Some people call pork roll Canadian bacon. Yeah. Taylor not, ham. Not, yeah. Not the same. Not
I thought pork not roll good. And Canadian bacon were different.
Are they?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I think
the Canadian bacon's like the back bacon.
Oh.
Like back bacon.
Yeah. But it's but pork roll and Canadian bacon are like both they shape the same.
And
am
here
I right
we go,
about that?
On a Monday.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. It's not good either way.
Anyway, Rob Thomson.
Anyway, Rob Thomson. Kyle, Rob Thomson. Stop talking about bacon. Guys, what the hell is going on with this lineup? You said this. A few days from the start of the season, and we can't even name a leadoff. And now he's talking about rotations and two different things. What the hell is going on here? You know, Schwarber is the most successful option. All right? He gave Turner all the chances in the world in spring training. I rooted for him. I wanted his Mr. Sensitivity to pull himself together. And what happened? He failed miserably. He was given all the opportunity. He couldn't grasp at it. And now all of a sudden, like, we're still going to cowtail to Turner and he still gets a chance. And now we got to lose regular season games because, you know, we got to play to him. Listen, the players are comfortable. They're comfortable complaining. They're comfortable talking. And there's a lot of comfortability going on there. You know this can be a problem, all right? Castellanos wanted to play every game last year, and he stunk in the beginning of the season and didn't get set for one game. Because why? Because he wanted to play. Bryce wants to play first, and he wants to bat third. So what happens? Bryce plays first and Bryce bats third. Now Bryce comes out and says, oh, well, I'll do it. And then he goes, well, I'll do it for a little while. And now he wants to start, you know, GM Bryce is going to, who's got a loud voice, is going to start throwing Topper down. Like, bone melts down. Guys, there's such a long thing. Here's the problem here. There's a lack of discipline and strong odor of arrogance that is omitting from this team. Rob has clearly let this develop, and it is time for shut up and do it. All right, it's either put up or shut up, because I'm done with this. You either win a World Series or you get the boot.
Well, yeah, Chris, yes, on that. And Chris, appreciate the phone call. But I'm beyond that. Like, Chris mentioned there's a stench or whatever out there. There's a stench of wake me up when we get to October. I'm not doing that, because I need this team to be good from the jump. Hugh, from the end of June last year to the end of the season, they were a 500 team. That can't continue to start the season, because then it's not like a blip. Then it's what they've become.
Yeah, because what's going to happen with this fan base is, if it trends in the direction that it was in last year, where, you know, when you talk about they just kind of hovered around 500 and it was going back and forth, then people are going to panic. People are going to panic. They're going to have no faith in this team is going to turn it around when the postseason starts. So that's where we are. It's one of those things where if we can have consistency throughout, then I think that would make this fan base feel better. But at the end of the day, if it starts out slow, then there's probably going to be some panic buttons being pushed.
Yes, and I think it's fair. Look, this is a $300 million payroll, and the last half of last year they played like a 500 team. Those numbers don't go together.
Yeah.
They've got to be better than that. They have to be better from the jump. And I know a lot of people are intrigued by this lineup thing. There's one thing that worked for the Phillies since Rob Thompson took over. Schwarber is the leadoff hitter.
Schwarber.
And you're going to mess with that. It better get results. Otherwise, I'm going to go back to the manager and say, what are you doing? 215-592-9490. Where should Rob Thompson be in the hot seat to start the season? By the way, Hugh and I both did the same thing during Chris's call. We're sitting here Googling Canadian bacon and looking at what it looked like. So Kyle's right on the where it comes from. And my thought process was the look, because sometimes Canadian bacon will look like a pork roller, Taylor, and the way they slice it, but it's different.
Well, it's the loin.
Yes.
Like, the Canadian bacon is from the loin.
Comes from the back.
And, back bacon?
And back bacon.
Yeah, you're right. And the American bacon is more fatty, and it's more aggressively seasoned.
Now, you as the bacon guy, right?
Yeah, you know what I mean? I know about that. It's aggressively seasoned.
Do you like Canadian bacon?
It's ham.
Okay.
It's ham. Kyle, you can't tell me.
You just looked it up, man.
No,
you're
it is.
Try
but
and tell me that it's ham.
It has it says in the definition, it has a ham-like texture. So it's ham.
No, well, ham-like doesn't mean it's ham.
It's ham-like is ham.
No, Hugh.
No, ham-like is
like,
no,
like,
no, no,
like
no,
no, okay. No. Well, okay. No. Well, tell me this. Why would people say they eat like other foods that are is not chicken? Is always it has a chicken-like texture,
but it's not
because
chicken.
It's not chicken.
Yeah, but it's a ham.
But they're comparing it.
Where does ham come from?
Hugh, you're trying to tell me that ham-like and ham is the same thing. There's a reason that they're saying it's ham-like, because it's not actually ham.
Where does ham come from?
You're not going to convince me that it's ham. It's not ham.
I'm just asking a question.
Are you asking me a rhetorical question? Do you know the answer?
Here we go. We're off to a flying start today.
And it's only Monday.
Well, you're the one trying to tell me ham-like and ham is the same thing. It's not.
I just asked where ham come from. This is kind of like Houston and Houston. Spelled the same.
Those are exactly the same word.
No, but some people say Houston.
I know, but it's spelled the same.
Yeah, but it's Houston. It's Houston. It's not Houston.
I'm with you on that. I think
it's ham-like texture.
But ham-like and ham are not exactly the same.
Ham comes from the thigh or the leg.
When you see
this
Canadian
comes from
bacon,
the loin.
If you didn't know
it's
what
different.
It was, you would think it was ham. No. Little round cut ham.
Well, first of all, I had the correct answer, so not necessarily.
You had the correct answer, but it's ham-like, so in essence it's ham.
No, okay. Ham comes from the leg.
Yeah, Canadian bacon.
We have lost
you're
the plot.
You're just wrong.
We've lost the plot. 215-592.
I like how we argued over bacon.
Now I'm fired up.
Well, speaking of that, later in this show today, there is an enormous reveal. We dug something up around here. We got to bring to the audience that's going to change your view on Hugh and bacon forever. All right, Jeff in Wilmington, what's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Just arguing about bacon and Rob Thompson. You know, normal Monday.
Doesn't bacon come from the pork belly? Isn't that a thing? Like, yes. I don't know, man.
Yes, it's pork belly. American bacon. It comes from the pork belly.
Yeah, I don't really ask about pork where it comes from because I'll eat sausage and hot dogs and all that stuff, and I don't need to know. It's fine. And I grew up on a farm. I don't really care. Just serve it up. I'm ready. So I would say, yes, Thompson is on the hot seat. I was telling Kyle, until you win a World Series with this group of people, you are on the hot seat because they have such a good team. And even though the players failed, there seems to be, just like Chris said, there's just too much, their attitude is just like whatever. But they also have an attitude of like, well, you can't change anything. What's that going to do?
Yeah, it won't do anything.
Wrong.
Yep, I agree.
No, I still don't think, I've told you this before, I still don't think that the Kyle Schwarber experiment really, really worked. Because when you think about it, he struggled to hit 200 two out of the last 3 years. And he's only gotten 99 RBIs. And I just feel if you put him in deeper in the lineup, fourth, fifth, or sixth, that he'll be 140 RBI guy and he'll be more productive that way. Turner being the leadoff, I don't want him there anywhere near the leadoff spot. So I don't know. And when he said we're still working it out, dude, you're 5 days away or 4 days away from opening day.
I know. Like it's go time. Like there's a game on Thursday. We got a real game here.
Yeah, I don't want an extended spring training here in April. I mean, come on.
Well, Jeff, that's a good point. These games count on Thursday, and it feels like we're gonna be experimenting well into the season. Yep.
Yeah. Now, what you said earlier about they started out great last year, and then the last 82 games.
Yeah, 41-41. Yep.
You know, it would be okay if they. I'm say okay. It won't be okay, but you'd rather have them start off at 500 and then get hot later in the year. You can't go into the playoffs cooling down. It's just not going to work.
Well, no, it isn't. I mean,
these guys get cold. It's like a refrigerator in there.
Yeah, it really. And we saw that last year. They thought they could turn it on, and they thought they could flip the switch, and they didn't. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494 to hop in as we argue about bacon here to start the show. Should Rob Thompson be in the hot seat to start the year? For me, yes. Like they spent this lineup thing. I understand some of the reasoning behind it. We'll get into it on the other side. Some of the pros, the cons, the logic of why the Phillies may have two lineups to start this season. You could react to that. Turner some days, Schwarber other days, righty, lefty, all that kind of stuff. But should Rob Thompson be in the hot seat here? I say yes. It's two straight years of going backwards in the postseason. It's the last chance for this group to go win a championship before they probably are broken up through free agency and whatever else, moves they're going to make here. And I look at this team and I look at this manager and say, if he's not getting the best out of them, and I got a quote from Bryce Harper saying they were outcoached in back-to-back postseasons. That one makes me wonder if the clubhouse is starting to question Topper. 215-592-9494. Should Rob Thompson be in the hot seat to start the season? I say yes. If it's a slow start, I would pull the plug. We'll get more into the lineup next, plus your chance to win a prize. Ton to get to today. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.